Pesachos Psachim daf Kufta Zayin. Afal Pisha in Charosas Mitzvah. The Mishnah has a machlokas whether Charosas is a mitzvah or not. So according to the Tanakhama, it's not a mitzvah. We only use Charosas because of Kufa. It neutralizes the negative effects of the Marah. But according to Rebbe Tzaddik, it is a mitzvah. Rebbe Levi holds it's a zeichel l'tapuach to commemorate the citrus trees that women would give birth under Mitzrayim, and therefore tzorich l'chiyuhei, you have to make it acidic. And Rabbi Yochanan, who's supported by Ibraisa, holds that it's zeichel l'tit to commemorate the cement that we made in Mitzrayim, so tzorich l'smuchei, we have to make it thick. Zak the Mishnah, Mazgalo Kol Sheni. After pouring the second cup, the child asks the Manishtana, and the father responds with the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Braisa adds that if the son is smart, he should ask the Manishtana, but if he can't, the wife asks it, and if she doesn't ask, the Valabai should ask himself, even if he and everybody he's sitting with is a Talmud Chacham. So what are the four questions? Number one, why do we limit our diet to matzah and not chametz on the Seder night? Number two, why do we eat mar instead of other vegetables on the Seder night? Number three, why do we eat only roasted and not cooked or stewed meat on the Seder night? And number four, why do we dip twice on the night of the Seder? So Rav understands that this means that we're chayiv to dip twice at the Seder. Rav Safa argues, what do you mean? Chayuvah l'dardiki? You can't consider the first dipping, which is only done to arouse curiosity of the children, to be a chayiv. Instead, Rav Safa says that the question is not why we are obligated to dip twice, but why we actually dip twice. Maschil b'gnosu m'sayim b'shevach. In answering the child's question, the format of the answer is that we start with the negative, and we conclude with the positive. So Rav understands that this means that we begin with mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, how our ancestors worshipped idols. And Shmuel says, no, we begin with avodah mayinu, how we were slaves in Mitzrayim. When Rav Nachman's servant Daru said that a slave who's freed and given lots of money should thank and praise his master, Rav Nachman said that they no longer have to say manishtan, and he skipped straight to avodah mayinu. Zok the Mishnah. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Seder, a person has to mention matzah, Pesach, matzah, and marah. We mention Pesach because Hashem skipped over the Jewish homes in Mitzrayim when killing the Egyptian firstborns. Rava adds that we don't pick up a roasted food when speaking about the Karban Pesach because then nirakol kachem b'chutz, lifting it gives the impression that our roasted food is a Karban Pesach and we're eating it outside of Yerushalayim, and that would be terrible. Matzah commemorates how quickly we were redeemed, that our dough didn't even have time to rise. We lift the matzah when we talk about it, and marah, which we also lift when we talk about it, represents the fact that the Mitzrim made our lives extremely bitter. The Mishnah goes on to tell us how, after telling the story, we emphasize the need to thank and praise Hashem, which leads us directly into Hallel, followed by a bracha about Ge'ula. Amar Ravach Bar Yaakov, Suma Pater Milomar Agada. Ravach Bar Yaakov says a blind person is exempt from saying the Agada because the term Zeh is used just like by Ben Sora Mora, so just like a blind parent is not eligible to have a child as Ben Sora Mora, a blind person doesn't have to say the Agada. The Gemara asks, how Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, both of whom were blind, were able to say the Agada for everybody in their home? So the two possible answers. First, maybe Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes held that matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabanan, the mitzvah of matzah, and by extension, the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzchias Mitzrayim is only d'rabanan, so even a blind person can be most of the others. Rav Achbar Yaakov would also agree that it's only d'rabanan, but since, called the tikkun rabanan, ken d'oraisa tikkunum, the rabanan always pattern their dinim after dinim d'oraisa, so just like blind people cannot be most of the others when the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzchias Mitzrayim is d'oraisa, they also can't be most of the others when it's d'rabanan. Second, maybe blind people are even chayiv daraisa. The comparison to Ben Sora Mor is faulty because by Ben Sora Mor the word ze is used to exclude blind people, but by Sibur Yitzchias Mitzrayim the word ze is not extra at all because there's no other way to formulate it, so you can't use it dafka to exclude blind people.